And hello to Leanne Patrick, if you're listening. She hails out of Hillsville, and we've just been talking about Hillsville, so hello to you. Anyway, I now have with me now Penny, Hayley, and Noni from Each. Now, we've had the Penny in before. Well, we have Each in every month, but we've had Penny in before, and we're going to talk about gambling and help for the for gamblers who find themselves in a problem. So, Penny, you want to give us a bit of an overview on gambling, please?
Yeah, thanks very much, Alan, for having us here. Absolutely fantastic again. Yeah, look, gambling continues to be a problem in community, and Yarra Ranges being, you know, much the same as any other. Just a quick overview of just the pokey stats for the Yarra Ranges. In 2020-21, each day $74,000 went into the poker machines. Over the year, over $15 million. So it just goes to show, just in that sort of gambling alone, there's still a bit of an issue going on there. But gambling's not just pokies, as we know, and of course the normalisation of gambling in Australia makes gambling very accessible now on mobile phones. And during lockdown, sports betting went up a huge amount, and we know now that kids are being immersed in gambling and gambling ads all the time, 948 TV ads for gambling every day. So we have a problem on our hands. But I'm very lucky to have with me two fantastic members of our team who are going to talk about what they do to help people that get into gambling difficulties.
Hayley, can you just tell us what your job is with Each Place?
Yeah, thanks for having us, Alan. My specific role with Gamblers Help is a therapeutic counsellor, so I work for Gamblers Help Eastern, and the role involves speaking with people to come into our access our service who are having being impacted by gambling, whether it's directly impacted by gambling harm or somebody who is an affected other impacted by
gambling. And that seems to happen a bit, doesn't it? They don't always know that the other partner is spending all their money.
No, that's exactly right. It's unfortunately, it's a very hidden issue. There is a lot of shame and stigma associated with this problem. People have a very difficult time trying to manage the issues that they have with this. And of course, the effect, the ripple effect that can happen through families can be quite devastating.
And I guess, I don't know, but I'm going to ask you, but I'm guessing that the gambler always thinks, well, I've only got to have one more win and I needn't tell anybody because I'll cover all the losses. Am I right?
That's exactly right. When it goes from fun to, you know, an ongoing consistent problem that starts to develop and becomes out of control, which can come quite rapidly, then usually it is that chasing the losses. It goes from chasing the win to chasing the losses. And if I just have one more turn, one more time, then this might be the one that's going to get me out of the hole. But unfortunately, it's a never-ending cycle of loss and chase.
Well, I mean, the it's stacked in so, well, I shouldn't say stacked, but I mean, I guess the stats would show that that's not going to happen, would it?
That's exactly right. It's the odds are not. It's not designed for people to actually win. It's not designed for people to come out of there and be better off. The odds are against people.
All right. Look, we'll just take a quick break and then we'll come back and talk to Nani. And, of course, that's Kenny Loggins and Footloose. And another quick reminder that, well, we won't be playing that on Sunday, but between 12 and 3, I'll be here with Music Memories and More. We'll have plenty of hits of the 50s, 60s, 1 o'clock funnies, and A Boy and His Music, and, of course, your requests. And then between 6 and 8, I'll be back doing the Rock and Roll Hit Parade, mainly 60s, I think, this week, and we'll have a lot of fun. But anyway, we're here talking to each. We've spoken to Penny and Haley. Now, these people all specialise in gambling, problem gambling. And if you do have a problem gambler or gambling yourself or somebody you know, we will, at about 5 to 2, if you have a paper and pencil, we'll give you all the contact details that you can talk to. And I no doubt guarantee that it will be confidential. Nani, what is your position in each?
Hi, Alan. So I work as a financial counselor in Gambler's Help Program. The question you can ask yourself is, are you experiencing harm from gambling, either yours or from someone else?
What sort of harm are you talking?
Financial harm. So let's say you have a good job and a good income, but you are still finding yourself unable to pay your bills, your home loans, credit card repayments. Is it because of your gambling? Only you can answer that. If you don't have a good income, of course you can be experiencing financial harm without having
particularly with the interest rates now and
absolutely
and the cost card. So Nani, I've got, well, I haven't, but hypothetic,
yeah,
I've got a problem, I come to you. What are you going to do? Because it's not a lot of good me just sitting there, you telling me, I've got all these debts, I know I've got them, I come to you. So how can each and you help the, apart from, can you show me a way out of it, or can you help me to try and get out of it, or what do you do?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Alan. So generally, the fact that you've reached out is actually an amazing outcome in itself. It shows that that despite the stigma and the shame and the embarrassment somebody feels, they want to improve their situation, either for themselves or maybe their family or their children. So we find that the clients who have the best outcome are connected to both a therapeutic counselor to address their triggers or their challenges and their situation, and with a financial counselor because their addiction is causing their financial problems. Your finances are a result of your gambling addiction.
Yep. Do you then become like an advocate to me? Do you talk to the banks if I'm miles behind the banks, or do you just tell me to go off and do that sort of stuff?
Look, it depends. We can do both. So it generally doesn't just happen in one conversation, right? So the client, we will assess the client's goals. So if you were to tell me, my goal is to make sure I can repay all my debts, I can pay my bills, because what we find is that people eventually will stop avoiding their mail, they won't open their bills, they will stop using essential utilities, so not be able to buy food, pay for heating, and instead be paying credit card creditors who are chasing them. So your priorities become, you know,
survival.
Inappropriate, yes, yeah, skewed, because you are spending the money on your gambling addiction, and it is an addiction because you can't just stop, you know. So telling yourself that I should be able to stop is not necessarily going to be helpful or supportive. And that's the space that I want to stress that we work in. We are a non-judgmental and compassionate service, as well as being confidential. So if you were to say, I don't want anybody to know, including my creditors, that I would like you to speak to know that I'm gambling, that's okay. We can help you articulate your financial hardship on a budget, and I can help advocate for you with your creditors. So ensuring that you cover your essentials, you cover debts that are priorities, for example, a home loan or a car loan, and then if you have any disposable income, what should that amount of money be allocated. But the trouble with having a gambling addiction is that you really need to address the addiction, otherwise you wouldn't be in this financial hardship. So addressing the finances, not that it's not important and not stressful in its own way, because financial hardship can also trigger gambling. You know, just like some people might think that if I just get this one win, I can repay all my debts. I can make my financial life better. I can improve my family's life. But that win never comes, and all you are doing is feeding into the addiction. Mm-hmm. So it's really, Hayley's job as a therapy counselor is of paramount importance.
So I was just going to ask Hayley, if a person has this addiction, do they come to you first and then go to Noni, or do they go to Noni and then they come to you?
It's very much a process, first of all, looking at everybody in their unique identity of what they're experiencing. So this could be a case of somebody who accesses the service, contacts our service and is seeking financial counselling, who then those issues can be identified and then they can be referred to a therapeutic counsellor or vice versa. So there's not one, it's not one size fits one. Mm-hmm. This is the process, this is what you do. Yep. It's because every individual is unique in their own right, and therefore we're going to have different stages of what people are doing. And a lot of people are not aware of the different services that are available to them. So being able to contact the service and engaging with someone, whether it's myself, if I identify the fact that somebody who I'm talking to has extensive issues relating to their finances, I will always then offer them the information to be able to be referred over to financial counselling.
So does financial counselling do the same to you then too?
Yes, yes.
Oh, all right. Yeah. All right, we've just got to take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
Some of us don't know why. Valley FM 99.1.
Welcome back to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and you're listening to Voice of the Valley, Yarra Valley FM 99.1, where it's 29 minutes to 2. Oh, we've gone up another degree. We've hit 31, chasing 32, so we might even get over 32 yet. Penny, you want to tell us a bit about a program that's running for the particularly children?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's important that that we get out into community and tell people about the harms from gambling. We know that there's massive amount of sports betting and those types of things going on, all increased during the COVID time. And so going into schools and explaining that gambling is not a harmless activity and it can have potentially catastrophic effects on families. So the Victorian Responsible Gambling Foundation have six programs for secondary school children, and they're divided into three sections. So the normalisation of gambling, which is called Know the Score, financial counselling, which is called Your Money Matters, and then gaming problems, gaming to gambling, which is very evident now, and that's when gaming meets gambling. So we can provide these programmes in all the schools, secondary schools, from years 7 to 12. And it's a fantastic opportunity just to get to these young people and say, look, we're not telling you don't gamble, we're not doing anything like that, we just want to give you some information so you can make better informed decisions. And we also know that a lot of young people have no ideas about financial matters and particularly financial literacy, so the program about that helps enormously in just getting them to understand what money is, what credit cards are, what disposable income is, what spending leaks are, and how they can help themselves, particularly if they're leaving school and going out into the big wide world. So I think that's important for, you know, young people to understand that these adverts particularly are targeting young men in particular, but they're all getting caught up in it. And every time they turn on the TV, so they're seeing gambling adverts. So the school education program is really a good opportunity for kids to get some really valuable information.
And some of those ads, well, I'm not here to condemn them, but they almost make it legitimise that, hey, you've got to be with your mates gambling, don't they? It's a community event. Out with the mates and we pull the phone out and start putting some bets.
Yep, that's absolutely right. And, of course, the gambling companies are rubbing their hands together with glee, because the more bets you do, particularly if you're betting with your friends, doing multi-bets and all of this type of stuff, the more money you're spending. And it's a lot of fun for these young people, but for some of them, it would be very difficult and they just don't want to be seen as not being part of the crowd, so they might end up spending far more than they can actually afford to lose, and it can be catastrophic. Just a couple of things. Researchers suggesting that 3 out of 4 Australian children believe sport betting is normal and can name one or more betting company. 1 in 3 high school students report they've already gambled. And we know that 1 child in every 25, that's almost 1 in every classroom, has a gambling problem.
No, it's not good. All right, we'll just take a quick break and we're back to talk to Hayley.
It's hot in the night, lonely black and white on a hot summer night. Don't be afraid of the world we made on a hot summer night. Cause when a lonely, lovely walks by, then you can see a look in her eye. Forget your young on a hot summer night. Sometimes someone
I'm talking to Penny, Haley, and Noni, and they're from Each, and we're talking all about help for the problem gambler, and not only, and I think Haley's going to talk about, because it's not always the gambler themselves that is the victim here, is it?
No, not at all, Alan. There is a huge majority of people who are impacted by the effects of somebody else's gambling, which can destroy families and has a devastating effect, particularly when people, unfortunately, may not be aware that somebody has a gambling issue, and it can be too late when suddenly there is a huge financial crisis affecting them.
So, Hayley, who can come to you, and what sort of things do you want to know from them, and how do you... So Joe Blow fronts, or Sister Sally fronts up today or rings Each, and they get hold of you and they say, look, I'm impacted by either a partner's problem or I've got a problem. What happens from there on in?
Okay, well, as I said, Alan, first of all, it's very, very important for people to understand that this is a service that's accessible for people directly impacted and people who are affected by somebody's gambling. Even if somebody wants to have some information about gambling, they might know a friend, they might need to have some further education about what's happening for somebody so that they could share or have some knowledge about it. To make that very clear, there's no barriers to people accessing our service. We see couples, families, individuals. They can be telehealth, it can be face-to-face, it can be... There's all a matter of availability and accessibility to cater for people seeing a gambler's help counsellor. So when they come in, the main... and we have after hours as well. Just want to make that clear to people that because people are working, then there's no barrier to them accessing after hours appointments. So when somebody comes into our service, the counselling environment is not about telling somebody what they should and shouldn't do. This is about creating a safe environment for somebody to be able to share and discuss very difficult situations that they're dealing with. And then it's about helping that person in a collaborative effort together to work on how they can manage, how they can cope with, and how they can recover from this gambling, from the traumas that are associated with gambling addiction.
Noni, all right, so what would you like to... We're getting close, or not ready to wind up. We're getting there. What would your final message like to be?
Look, I want to give you a really quick example of a client that I have seen. So this was a single mom of two children, and she arrived at financial counselling with a lot of credit card debts. When we started to unpack why she had the debts and how they came about, we realized that she'd been coerced into getting those credit cards by her ex-partner who had a gambling addiction, and we would classify it as family violence and financial abuse. So with her consent, and firstly, she couldn't afford the debts. She was on single parenting Centrelink benefits. So with her consent, I was able to help her articulate with the creditors to say that she couldn't afford them and she was coerced into getting the debts. So they were able to waive the debts on compassionate grounds and on family violence provisions. So these are the things that we can ensure... people have a good quality of life, the children don't grow up in poverty, people don't feel embarrassed about what's happened to them, and they know these are their rights. This is not a privileged position. These things happen to people in the community where gambling is prevalent, and these things are happening to people around us.
Yeah, it's very sad. Do you ever find pardon me, that some of these financial institutions don't want to work with you, or has that not happened?
Look, things have changed a lot. We often find banks have progressed so far as they will assist the person who is gambling with putting in blocks on their cards, where the person can say, I'm not able to control my triggers yet, so can I put restrictions so that I can't take more than this amount of cash out, or I can't use it on some gambling platforms. So the banks and creditors are helpful. Some are more helpful than others, but again, a financial counselor and a therapeutic counselor together can help support people with what their gambling addiction goals are.
All right, I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 12 minutes to 2 and 31 degrees, I said. So we're only going to go looking for one more. So I suspect we're probably going to get a bit over 32. I'm doing a fun run tonight, so I'm hoping that the weather's going to come down pretty quick. I'm not looking forward to 30 degrees. But anyway, if anyone's out around Princes Park tonight, it's part of the Sunset Group. And we did the zoo 2 weeks ago and we're around Princes Park tonight. So if you're there and you see this old guy with grey hair, well, probably about half of the people, no, they won't be, they'll all be a lot younger, come up and say hello. Love to talk to you, and we'd probably walk pretty slow. But anyway, here we're talking to each. We've had Penny, Hayley and Noni. Hayley, you've got a couple of things you'd like to say before we go.
Thanks, Alan. Just to wind up, in regards to people accessing our service, I just really want to bring the message home that this is a free service, it's confidential, We treat your privacy with the utmost of importance. It's a non-judgmental service. It's unlimited in its sessions, whether you have one session or multiple sessions. This is really about, if you're somebody listening to this at the moment who may be impacted by gambling harm or knows somebody who's impacted by gambling, it's about taking the risk for yourself to take that first step. It's difficult, it's challenging, but it is possible to make a change in your life, and it is possible to make a difference in the life of somebody else. So please just take the time to really feel confident in yourself, to be able to know that there is a difference that can be made with the huge amount of support that's available for you.
Hayley, I think we need to just stress a bit more that it is free.
This is a free service, and it's a voluntary service. We make sure that there is no barriers to this service. Even if you just want to ring and get some information, there are many people out there who are in dire circumstances for many different reasons. There is family violence, there are all of the issues pertaining to the children's concerns. With everything happening in our economy today, the financial concerns are on the uprise.
And I guess there is always that, I don't know, and I'm going to ask you this, I shouldn't say, I guess, but when we get into financial trouble, and there are people at the moment that are in financial trouble, do you find that there's a bit of a little bit of a spike where some people think, oh, I could get myself out of this if I had a decent win? Yeah.
This is absolutely true, Alan. Unfortunately, people get pushed to the limit, and they do find themselves taking risks that they might not ordinarily make.
Yeah.
And going and having a turn on the gambling could just be in desperation for what they think that they need to
but
do.
But it's never going to be an answer, is it?
It's never going to be an answer. And unfortunately, the way the system is set up with our gambling is that it's designed to get one foot in the door, and it's designed to keep people in there. So the message that we want to bring home is that there are other options. As Nonnie has spoken about today, there are always financial assistance options available to people. There are always processes that we can put in place to help people to work through, not only recover from, but to thrive and have a good life.
Hayley, just two quick questions. Do you find that some people become gamblers or get into trouble because they get a little win to start with and they keep on chasing that? And the second one is that, pardon me, is it like alcoholics where they're never cured or is a compulsion always there to gamble or after sort of a period with yourself and Noni that it can go away, or is it something they struggle with all their lives?
Look, because every single person is unique and different, there's lots of different elements to this. It's quite complex. However, in a nutshell, what happens is somebody may start to gamble. There may be those small windfalls. They may develop more of a habit. They may develop more of a desire, and the compulsion to start gambling may increase. And that can quickly become out of control. Gambling, to answer that second part of your question as part of this, gambling addiction is very real, and it has been acknowledged and treated now by professionals in the same context of any other addiction that is affecting an individual. So gambling addiction is very real, very harmful, and the same approach to that therapeutic recovery is taken with the greatest of care to help people to work through the processes of why they're gambling, how the gambling developed, and what they have to do to overcome this.
So you help them put in strategies.
That's right. The strategies and interventions that they can work with can, and this is to answer finally when you said, is it recoverable?
Yep.
Yes, gambling addiction is something that people can recover from. I have been privileged to witness many, many clients come out of the other side of severe gambling compulsion and to live a very effective, functioning, healthy life.
Terrific. Penny, do you want to wind up and give us some contact details, please?
Yes, absolutely. And in answer to the question about people get a win and then that encourages them to continue to gamble, that is something that happens commonly, that people are lucky early on and then they think, we can do this again, and they chase that initial big win. And yes, you're absolutely right there. So this wonderful team that I work with, the Gamblers Help Team, which is part of Each, located all over inner and outer East Melbourne, but I'm going to give you the phone number now. So if you've got a pen handy, the phone number is 1-300-131-973. I'll repeat that for you. 1-300-131-973. And we also have an email address, which is gheintake@each.com.au, and I'll repeat that as well, gheintake@each.com.au.
Now, I just noticed on your card that GHE and the each are all in capitals, is that right?
Yes, it seems to be like that. I'm not sure if that matters when you actually put it in, but it actually is got the GHE and the I of that in capital letters.
And you've also got a website, haven't you, for people
yes.
to look up?
So you can go to gamblershelp.com.au, and that will direct you whichever location you are. But our intake number is basically the one to go to. Our intake team will look after you really, really well, treat you with great respect and empathy, and help you by connecting you with the right people to help you.
Hayley, do you ever find that some people just keep coming back, like you might have helped them out of their problem, and then for some reason they have a go again and again, or is it generally that, I'm not saying that each can't do it, I'm just saying are some people programmed that they just find it very difficult and you see them again and again?
Yes, Alan, there are people who, and this is why I don't want... would like to stress to people who are listening who may be concerned about that, many people can relapse. It can be a very common theme that can run through recovery. But what I'd like to reassure people is this is a very natural part of recovery. Relapse is part of the development of overcoming an addiction. So this is not an easy, it's not an easy process. It can be very challenging. And because I know that people out there listening would recognise if they are having an issue with it, it's such a difficult issue to deal with, the gambling itself. And the whole concept and the whole spiral, the negative spiral of behaviour that goes with that, and the shame and the guilt that they feel. So we're working through that process. Sometimes that involves the fact that relapse might happen. And if that happens on occasion, we just keep working through it.
Noni, I guess from your point of view, the earlier they come to you, the better, isn't it? I mean, if they're in a little bit of debt, it's going to be a lot easier to help them than when they're in the... I know you'll help them if they're really in the mire, but I guess for anyone who's listening, the earlier they come to you, the better, isn't it?
Yeah, you could say that, but I suppose the thing is, we as practitioners will work with a client in the at where they are and at their own pace.
I guess I'm trying to get people though to come to you as quick as they can.
Yes, please come to see me as quick as you can right now.
All right. Unfortunately, our time is just about gone. The phone number again is 1300 131 973. Email, well, I suggest you look up the website, because you may be a bit worried about making that first phone call, and maybe you should have a look up and see what is available to you. And it's gamblershelp, oneword.com.au, and you can have a look at that. And there's no doubt contact details there about who to contact and how to contact them. So... ladies, look, thank you very much for your time. It's always good. We have each in once a month, and we'll no doubt talk to you during the year. Someone will be in next month also. But thank you for time. And Penny, I know it's something that is of major concern to you and has been for a long while.
Certainly is, Alan. Yes, I'm very concerned about it, and that's why my role is community engagement. I go out into community and talk, meet, greet, and see people, and particularly go to schools just to spread the word that gambling can be a harmful activity.